The Brazilian government is preparing to send federal police into a remote region of the Amazon, following reports that Indians may have killed dozens of people in a dispute over diamond mining. The government says three people are known dead, but it's unclear whether there were more killings and whether Indians are really to blame. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Local authorities in the western Amazon state of Rondônia started getting reports of a massacre late last week. Diamond prospectors working illegally on tribal land called in by satellite phone and claimed that a couple dozen of them had been killed by Indians. But so far, only three bodies have been found. Lucia Teresa de Rodriguez, the mayor of a nearby town, says the three victims appeared to have been executed. They were tied up and mutilated. One of them had his eyes gouged out, Rodriguez says. Ever since diamonds were discovered on Indian land 5 years ago, hundreds of aspiring prospectors have arrived in the region from all over Brazil, creating a Wild West environment. Brazilian law forbids mining on Indian land, but local authorities such as Mayor Rodriguez aren't doing much to stop it.
If
there are these diamonds there and Brazil has such terrible unemployment, the right thing to do would be to legalize and organize the prospecting, Rodriguez says. It's a common sentiment among the non-Indians who've settled in the region. The situation is complicated by the fact that the Cinta Larga tribe is suspected of mining its own land, also illegally, but without much risk of sanction. Just last month, federal police arrested 15 non-Indians, accusing them of working with the tribal chiefs to smuggle diamonds out of Brazil. But Carlos Tavares, spokesman for the government foundation that represents Indian interests, says he's suspicious of stories that make the tribe look bad, including the reports of the massacre. We don't trust any information provided by the prospectors. There's even a suspicion that there are no more bodies, Tavares says. He says he hopes the arrival of federal police in the region next week will shed more light on the connections between the prospectors and local government officials. But whether or not there really was a massacre, tensions in the region are high. A few days ago, prospectors and their sympathizers caught an Indian in town and tied him up, beating him for 12 hours until the local police finally intervened. João Dalpoz, an anthropologist who specializes in the Cinta Larga tribe, describes the situation as warfare. There's a complicated battle of interest going on here, Dalpoz says, adding that he believes the tension around this remote Indian tribe has its roots in the international illegal diamond trade, the same black market that's generated so much bloodshed in the diamond-rich regions of West Africa. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.